This morning I'm going to talk about the question of suicide. Why suicide?
今天早上我要讲的是有关自杀的问题。人为什么自杀？
My name is Dr. West.
我叫魏斯道。
I'm not a preacher.
我不是一个传道人。
I see some patients in the clinic and in the hospitals.
我在诊所里面，在医院里面常常看病人。
And so I would like to talk to you about some of my experiences with this question.
我要从我的经历当中跟你们讲这个问题。
And I hope I'll be able to help some of you, perhaps with some of these questions.
但愿我能够在这些问题上面帮助我们中间的若干人。
I was called to the emergency room of the university hospital.
我在美国的大学医院里面被请去到急诊室。
Five young men had made a suicide pact and had taken an overdose of sleeping pills.
有五个年轻的美国人，他们约定了自杀，服了过量的安眠药。
Three of them had already stopped breathing.
他们其中的三个人已经停止呼吸了。
One of them had no heartbeat at all.
有一个心脏的跳动也停止了。
And so we rushed to try and salvage their lives.
所以我们必须要 很快地抢救他们的生命。
We had to put them all on artificial respirators.
我们要给他们罩上氧气罩。
One had to have an artificial kidney.
其中有一个必须要用人工肾脏。
Four of these young men lived.
他们中间的四个人活下来了。
One of them died.
有一个死了。
They were in this world without any hope or without any God.
他们 活在这个世上，没有指望，没有神。
What's happening today in Taiwan?
台湾如何？
What is the reason for people destroying themselves?
人为什么要自己结束自己的生命？
Is it wrong to commit suicide?
自杀是不是错的？
Are there any answers to this question?
这个问题有没有解决之道？
Let's look at these questions honestly and see if we can't have some answers.
让我们 诚诚实实的、仔仔细细的来讨论这些问题，看有没有解决的方法。The most recent
statistics from the Taiwan Public Health Center is that 924 men committed suicide in one year.
最近台北卫生院所提的一个最新的报告，就是每一年 有924个男人自杀，
and 571 women，
有571个女人自杀。
These are people who were successful.
这是自杀成功的。
No one really knows how many others tried to kill themselves and failed.
没有人知道有多少人意图自杀，但是自杀未遂。
It's been conservative estimate around the world, the total world population, is that at least 1,000 people a day try to commit suicide.
据保守的估计，全世界上最少每天有1,000人自杀。
That amounts to several hundred thousands of people every year who kill themselves.
这样的话，每一年人要想自杀的数目就有好几十万。
In America, suicide has reached staggering proportions.
在美国，自杀已经到了一个非常惊人的程度。
Recorded suicides range from 20,000 to 22,000 suicides annually.
有记录的自杀死亡的数目，每一年差不多要22,000。
And so if we are here for 20 minutes, every 20 minutes somebody is going to commit suicide in the United States.
那么那个就是说，每20分钟在美国就有一个人自杀。
There are many leading authorities on the question of suicide.
在自杀的问题上面有很多权威学家。
Dr. Schneidman believes these figures, if added to the unreported and misreported suicides, could even be doubled or tripled.
一位Schneidman博士，他相信呢，这个数字可能会加一倍， 甚至于加两倍。如果把那些没有报案的或者是误报了的自杀的人加进去的话，
Dr. Michael Peck on the staff of the Los Angeles Suicide Prevention Center has estimated that about 15,000 attempts are classified in this category.
Peck 医生，他是洛杉矶自杀防治中心的一位工作人员，他说在这一类的就是没有报案的或者是误报了的这一类自杀死亡的人每一年有15,000人。
And so if this is true, the total would bring the annual suicide rate to over 40,000 in the United States.
如果他的讲法是正确的话，那么美国每一年自杀的人数就多到40,000人。
In America, suicide is a major killer.
在美国，自杀是一个最这个令人致死最大的一个工具。
It's one of the leading 10 causes of death in the United States.
是死亡的十大原因之一。
Do you know what leukemia is? Leukemia? Okay. There are more people who die from suicide than from tuberculosis.
自杀死的比肺病死的更多。Pneumonia.
Among college students, it is one of the number two of leading causes of death.
在大学生里面，自杀是这个第二个死亡原因最多的一个。
And the first leading cause of death among university people is, of course, automobile accidents.
在大学生里面死亡最多的一个原因是车祸。
So if you go to America to study abroad, you run a very high risk from automobiles and perhaps even from your own hand.
所以你要到美国去留学的话，你就可能在车祸上面，甚至于在你自己的手里面冒很大的性命的危险。
The Taiwan statistics are generally true to what we find around the world.
台湾的统计数字跟世界的实际情形是相差不多的。
There are more women who try suicide than men.
要自杀的女人比要自杀的男人要多。
But the men are more successful than the women.
但是男人自杀死亡的呢，比女人自杀死亡的多。
It's true worldwide that more single persons commit suicide than married people.
在全世界上面，单身人死亡的比已婚的人死亡的又多。因自杀
60% of the 924 were unmarried young men.
924个一年死亡的里面有 60% 是年轻的男人。
Worldwide, in addition to the hundreds of thousands who commit suicide, some 3 million attempt suicide.
在全世界与我们刚刚讲的那几十万自杀的这个数字以外，还有300,000人意图自杀。
But there are additional millions who have the desire, who are depressed, but are afraid to go ahead and do it.
但是另外还有好几百万人，他们有自杀的意图，但是他们害怕去执行。去实现他们的理想，因此而没有自杀。
We may well ask ourselves why.
我们可以问一问我们自己，为什么？
Why do people take such a drastic step?
人为什么要采取这样激烈的手段？
Then we should also ask ourselves why not? Why not let these people go ahead with their intention?
我们也应当来问一问我们自己，为什么不让这些人自杀算了？
Is suicide really inappropriate?
自杀是不是不妥当？
What is the answer to these vexing questions?
这些伤脑筋的问题的解答是什么？
Well, I'd like you to look with me at 6 common reasons for attempted suicide.
我希望大家跟我一同来思想自杀的六个普通的原因。
There's one apparent factor that seems to be the root cause in all of these 6
在这六个原因里面有一个 好像是大家所共同有的因素，就是基本的原因。
The inability to cope with personal failure is the root cause of suicide.
不能适应个人的失败是自杀的根本原因。
Loneliness, for example, is failure.
寂寞就是一种失败。
Failure to have friends.
这种失败是不能有朋友。
Failure to love and to be loved.
不能爱人也不能被人爱。
There are many suicides in America at Christmas time.
在美国圣诞节期间自杀的人特别多。
The reason for that is that men just cannot stand to be unloved or unwanted.
这个原因呢，最要紧的就是人不能够忍受不被人爱，不被人需要。
Experts recognize that this problem of isolationor alienation or loneliness or whatever you want to call it is a dangerous position to be in.
专家认为隔离、疏远、寂寞，或者你随便爱怎么说就怎么说，这种情形呢是一个非常危险的境界。
It's one of the most common reasons for attempted suicide.
这是意图自杀里面最最普通的原因。
Now the second cause probably is interpersonal difficulties.
第二个原因是人际困难。
This is one of another important factor ending in suicide.
这是自杀另外一个要紧的因素。
Dr. Peck states that he's never had to deal with any person at the suicide prevention center.Who has a happy marital relationship?
我们刚刚讲的那位派克医生，他说他在洛杉矶自杀防治中心里面从来没有接触过这样的人，他有原美满的婚姻生活。
A large number of people who are dealt with by the STC are people who have marital difficulties.
自杀防治中心所接触的这许许多多的人里面，他们最多的呢是婚姻上面有困难的人。
Many are participating in sexual perversions.
许多人是因为性生活的放荡。
These people are failures in a very important part of their lives.
这些人在他们的生活生命当中的最要紧的部分失败。
And they often express their failure by committing suicide.
他们经常用自杀的方法来表示，来流露他们的失败。
Guilt is another effect of failure.
犯罪的感觉是另外一种失败。
It's the failure to do what one knows to be right.
这种失败是你不能够做到你认为对的事情。
Guilt causes may range from cheating on examinations.
犯罪的感觉可以从欺骗人到偷盗这样大的罪行。
To stealing or compromising with standards that parents or the society has already set.
我们不能够达到我们父母为我们所定的一个标准。
When one's conscience begins to bother one, something must be done.In order to gain relief from that conscience.
当一个人的良心在责备他自己的时候，他就要做一些事情来求得良心的解脱。
Guilt suicides are so common that I hope to deal with this more specifically in a few minutes.
犯罪的感觉所带来的自杀是这样的普遍，所以我愿意花较多的时间来讨论这个自杀的原因。
But let's go on to the next common reason for suicide.
但是我们先把另外一个普通的自杀的原因讲在前面。
Sudden shock and inability to cope with sudden changes is another cause for suicide.
突然来的震惊，我们不能够适应这种锐变，也是自杀的一个因素。
The loss of a loved one.
我们所爱的人失去了。
The change that happens when somebody has to face a change.
我们人要面对一个巨变。
losing a treasured job,
我们失掉一个很好的职业，
having to face financial crisis,
要面临一个财务上的困难，
losing a large sum of money,
我们丢掉很多钱，
not passing an examination,
不能够通过考试。
These are some of the reasons that have been used by people to precipitate a sense of failure and subsequent suicide.
这些都是能够产生一种失败的感觉，从而带来自杀的原因。
Some of you are preparing for examination.
你们中间也许有人正在准备考试。
Your winter exams are soon to come.
你们的期末考试马上就要到了。
If you were here last week, I would have told you how to pass your exam.
假如你上个礼拜在这个地方来，你就可以听到我告诉你怎么样可以通过考试。
If you want to know how to pass your exam, we'll give you one of these printed messages from last week.
假如你想知道的话，你可以到我们这个地方来，拿一份已经印好的油印的讲义，告诉你如何顺利地通过考试。
But if you fail your exam, we want to tell you today how not to commit suicide.
但是如果你已经失败了在考试中，那么我们今天早上要告诉你的呢，就是要不要自杀。
Revenge is another cause that I haven't mentioned yet.
报复是另外一个我没有提到的原因，自杀的原因。
We frequently see this as a cause in Taiwan.
我们在台湾常常看到这种自杀的原因。
A teenager wants to get even with her parents.
一个年轻的少女要报复她的父母。
Or perhaps she wants to have revenge on her boyfriend who has jilted her.
或者她要报复那个遗弃她的男孩子。
And so she takes her own life.
因此她就结束她自己的生命。
Or a wife and a mother may strike out against her husband and her children.
或者是一个做一个母亲，她要伤害她的丈夫，伤害她的儿女。
And so by hoping to hurt them, she kills herself.
她希望用杀自己的方法来伤害她的丈夫，她的儿女。
I often read in the newspapers of two young people.
我常常在报上看到一对男女，
and the family of one does not like the opposite number, and the families prevent the two young people from getting married.
那么一般的家长啊，反对这两个青年男女结婚。
So they like to go out here to Green Lake.
因此他们就到碧潭去。
And they like to make a suicide pact together.
那么他们就约定了要一同自杀。
And so they jump over the bridge together.
然后他们两个人就从桥上跳下去。
And then we read it in the newspaper.
然后我们在报上就看到新闻。
They are getting revenge on their parents.
他们用这个方法来报复他们的父母。
Now we've been talking about some of the five or six common reasons for suicide.
我们已经谈了有五六个自杀的普通的原因。
But remember, underneath all of them runs the thread or the root of the common reason.
但是各位要注意，所有这些原因都有一个基本的因素。
It is personal failure.
就是个人的失败。
Whether the cause is loneliness,
不管这个原因是寂寞，
or interpersonal difficulties,
是人际困难，
or guilt,
是犯罪的感觉，
or sudden shock,
或者是突然的震惊，
or even revenge.
或者是报复。
They're all underneath it. The person is unable to cope.
那么这个最基本的原因都是人不能够适应这种个人的失败。
Now perhaps there's another reason that I haven't mentioned yet.
我还有一个没有提到的原因。
Some may even deny that it exists.
那么有人也许会否认有这样的原因。
But I believe some people destroy themselves because they have been possessed with and bothered by evil spirits.
但是我相信有一些人自杀是因为他们被鬼所附或者受到邪灵的困扰。
This too is failure in not knowing how to cope with the problem.
这也是一种失败，也是我们不能够适应这种困难。
Will you consider with me this morning the solution to this problem?
你们愿意跟我一同在今天早上来思想这些问题的解决方法吗？
Now I'd like you to turn with me to a passage in the scriptures in the Bible.
我希望各位跟我一同翻到圣经上面，我们看一段圣经。
But it's written out here for you on your paper.
在你们的油印讲义上面已经写好了。
So that makes it easy for you to find it.
这样子使你们找起来方便。
And you don't have to go looking all over.
你不必再翻圣经了。
But if you don't believe me,
但是你们如果不相信的话,
you can find it in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 35th and 36th verses.
你可以在箴言第八章第三十五节第三十六节里面可以看得到。
All right, let's read it.
我们一同来看。
For he who finds me finds life.
因为寻得我的就寻得生命。
And obtains favor from the Lord.
也必蒙耶和华的恩惠。
But he who sins against me injures himself.
得罪我的却害了自己的性命。
All those who hate me love death.
恨我的都喜爱死亡。
Dear friends, this is a message from the God in heaven.
各位亲爱的朋友，这是天父那个地方来的一个信息。
And I hope that it'll penetrate right down to the very core of your heart and being this morning.
希望这个信息能够深深地进入你心的深处。
God says that if you find him, you'll find life.
神说，如果你寻得他，你就寻得生命。
If you miss him, you will injure yourself.
你如果错过了他，没有找到他，你就会伤害自己的性命。
And if you go against him, you will in effect be heading for suicide.
如果你违背他，你就会走向自杀的道路。
If you turn your back on God, you are heading for self-destruction and death.
假如你背转神，你就走向一条自己毁灭自己的死亡之路。
If you open your heart,
假如你打开你的心门，
and you find God this morning,
你今天早上就会得到神，
you'll find life.
你就会得到生命。
My dear friends,
各位亲爱的朋友，
please pay attention to what we have to say this morning.
请你们注意我们今天早上所要讲的。
Because we have the answer to discouragement.
因为我们对于灰心有解决的办法。
God has given us the answer to your disappointment.
神对于你们的失望有解决的方法。
God has enabled us to see that there's an answer for depression.
神让我们知道我们失败有解决的方法。
And you do not have to destroy yourself.
你用不着自己毁灭自己。
I have been through plenty of failures myself.
我个人经历过许多失败。
I found myself isolated and alone.
我自己发现我自己是隔离的，是寂寞的。
And at times I have even been depressed.
我有的时候也觉得很灰心。
But I found the answer.
但是我有解决的办法。
And I'd love to share it with you this morning.
我愿意在今天早上跟各位分享。
The word of God teaches us in Deuteronomy the 30th chapter the following.
神在申命记第三十章这样告诉我们。
I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day.
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证。
I have set before you life and I have set before you death.
我将生死祸福陈明在你面前。
I have set before you the blessing and I have set before you the curse.
我把福气放在你的面前，也把祸害放在你的面前。
So choose life that you may live.
所以你要拣选生命，使你可以得活。
And that you may love the Lord your God.
且爱耶和华你的神。
And that you may obey his voice.
听从他的话。
And that you may hold fast unto him.
专靠他。
Because he is your life.
因为他是你的生命。
This is very important, dear friends.
这是很要紧的。
God wants to be to you your very existence.
神愿意为你而存在。
God is interested in you.
神关心你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He knows you.
他认识你。
He made you for himself.
他为自己的缘故造了你。
He'll never be satisfied until you give yourself back to him.
除非你回转奔向他，他就永远不会满足。
He's waiting for you to give up the struggle you have in your heart.
他正在等待你 放弃你跟他之间的争战。
The question this morning is, who is going to control your life?
今天早上的问题是谁可以控制你的生命？
Who's going to be master of your own heart?
谁是你心里面的主？
Is it going to be your old self?
是你老的自己呢？
Or is it going to be your creator who loves you?
还是那一位爱你的创造你的神？
If you hold out against him and his claims over you,
假如你违背他，不听他的要求，
you'll have to fight all your problems and face all your questions alone.
你要跟你自己的困难挣扎，要面对你自己一切的问题。
And man against the universe is totally inadequate.
神人要是违抗这个宇宙，他是完全不正当的，不妥当的。
We do not personally have the stuff or the ability that it takes to overcome loneliness.
我们自己没有力量可以胜过寂寞。
Interpersonal difficulties and guilt and sudden reverses, these all bother us and we have no power even against the whisperings of evil spirits.
人际困难，犯罪的感觉，或者突然来的失败，或者魔鬼那个微小的声音，我们里面没有力量可以胜过这些。
No, we just cannot cope with a string of failures.
我们没有办法适应这一连串的失败。
We all need outside help beyond ourselves.
我们需要外在的帮助。
And the living God is offering you this help this morning.
永生的神在今天早上要把这样的帮助赐给你。
The true God is interested in your personal problem.
这位信实的神，他对你个人的问题关心。
No matter how big or how small your problem is.
不管你的问题有多大或者有多琐细。
He knows and he cares.
他知道，他关心。
You may well ask, how is it possible to find him?
你可以这样问，我们怎么能够找得到他们？
How can I know the eternal God of heaven?
我怎么能够知道这位永生的神呢？
Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is God.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督就是神。
He came down from heaven to reveal the nature, the very personality of God in human flesh.
他从高天降在这个世界上面，向我们显现神的永能和神的，他从高天降在这个世界上面，向我们显现神的永能和神的永性在人的肉体里面。
John 1:4 tells us that in him was life and the life was the light of men.
约翰福音第一章第四节告诉我们，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Are you sitting in darkness today?
你今天是不是坐在黑暗里面？
Does everything seem so black and so hopeless?
对你一切是不是都是乌黑一片，没有希望？
Are there no answers to your problems?
你的问题是不是没有解决的方法？
Are you discouraged?
你是不是失望？
Is there no way out of your problem?
是不是没有解决的方法？
Is it all night where you sit?
你所在的地方是不是在深深的黑夜里面？
Well, dear friends, there's good news.
各位亲爱的朋友，我们现在有好消息。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
耶稣基督就是世界的光。
他是真神的答案。 He is the answer that God has for you and me. For me.
他是神为你我所预备的一个解决的办法。
He is himself life eternal.
他自己就是永生。
The Bible says if you find Jesus Christ you will find life.
圣经告诉我们，你如果得到耶稣基督，你就得到生命。
Now we have it written out on your page for you in Chinese.
我们也在讲义上面印好了，中文印好了。
Because this is one of the important verses of the Bible.
因为这是圣经里面很要紧的章节。
This is one of the very important promises God has given you.
这也是神给我们的应许当中 最要紧的。
I suggest that you memorize it.
我建议各位把它背下来。
First John 5:11-12.
约翰一书五章十一节到十二节。
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生。
And this life is in His Son.
这永生也是在他儿子里面。
He that has the Son has life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
And he that has not the Son does not have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
It's so simple.
太简单了。
You don't have to be a college graduate.
你用不着要做一个大学毕业生。
A young child can understand this.
一个小孩子都能懂这个道理。
And the most educated professor is stumbled by this.
而这个很多受了高深教育的教授他们对这点反而他感觉到糊涂。
If you want life and want it more abundantly, then you want Jesus Christ.
假如你要生命，而且要的丰盛的生命，你就必须要有耶稣基督。
If you invite him to be your Lord, he will provide all the answers to your vexing problems.
假如你请他做你个人的主，他就给你解决这些伤脑筋的问题的方法。
He is eternal life.
他是永生。
He himself is the answer that God has for man's failure.
他就是神为人的失败所准备的解决办法。
Are you alone?
你是不是寂寞?
Do you feel isolated this morning?
你是不是觉得今天很孤单?
Perhaps you have no family that cares about you.
也许你没有家人关心你。
And it's getting close to New Year's.
现在要快过年了。
And everybody likes to go home.
每个人都欢喜团聚在家里。
Maybe you don't have a home.
也许你没有家。
Maybe people don't want you to come home.
也许你家里的人不要你回家。
Maybe some of you left your home on the mainland of China.
也许你的家还留在大陆上面。
Perhaps you haven't heard from them for years.
也许你好多年没有得到家里面的音信。
Are you lonely this morning?
你今天早上是不是寂寞?
Then you need the Lord Jesus Christ to be
your friend. 如果是的话，你就需要耶稣基督。
He said that he would never leave his people.
耶稣说他永不丢弃他的百姓。
He'll never desert those who put their trust in him.
凡是相信他的，依靠他的，他就永不丢弃他们。
We have a song that we sing.
我们唱过一首诗歌。
And the song's title is No, Never Alone.
那么这首诗歌那个题目就是我们永不孤单。
The reason for that is that Jesus Christ is with the believer.
耶稣基督这个我们为什么不孤单呢？因为耶稣基督永远跟信徒们同在。
Are you having interpersonal problems?
你有没有人际困难?
Do you have a fight going on with your family members?
你跟家里面的人有没有争吵?
Are you disappointed with your very best friend?
你是不是对你最好的朋友对他失望?
Has he turned his back on you and left you alone?
他有没有以背向你让你把你丢在一边?
The Lord Jesus Christ wants to become your best friend this morning.
耶稣基督今天早上要做你最好的朋友。
The Lord has the capacity of loving you and being closer to you than your own husband or wife.
耶稣基督有这样的能力来爱你，来跟你发生一种你的丈夫或者你的妻子都不能够发生那样亲密的关系。
So if your heart is hungry and empty this morning and lonely, then you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以假如你的心今天要是寂寞，要是空虚，那么你就需要耶稣基督。
Perhaps your problem is guilt this morning.
也许你的问题是犯罪的感觉。
Maybe you feel unworthy and are being bothered by your own conscience.
也许你觉得你自己很不配，你受到良心的谴责。
Do you have some bad memories and are you worried about something that has passed?
你有没有什么不愉快的回忆？你对于过去很不高兴，很不满意。
Maybe you have insomnia and you cannot sleep at night.
也许你昨天晚上你根本就不能睡觉，睡觉。
Well, then take heart this morning because Jesus Christ has the answer for you.
那么我劝你今天早上打起精神来，因为耶稣基督有给你解决的办法。
He is the perfect man.
他是完全人。
He came to pay the price for sin.
他来是为罪付代价的。
God demands the spilling of blood in payment for sin.
神要人为罪付出代价了。
A life must be sacrificed to pay for sin.
生命必须献祭来作为罪的代价。
And so God came down himself to pay his own demand.
所以神就自己来到这个世界上面来付出一个代价来满足他自己的要求。
And the justice of God was then fully satisfied.
神的公义就这样行开了。
Jesus Christ sacrificed himself.
耶稣基督为我们把他自己献上。
He did this so that you and I might go free.
他这样献祭使我们可以自由。
Now 1 John 1:7 sums all of this up in this one verse.
约翰一书一章七节一句话把这一切的事情都讲清楚。
It plainly declares that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
那个地方说耶稣基督的血洗净我们一切的罪。
My dear friend, if you have a problem with your conscience this morning, come to Jesus Christ.
各位亲爱的朋友，如果你今天早上有良心上的问题，有良心上亏欠的问题，那么请你到耶稣基督面前。
He's the resurrected Lord of glory.
他是那个复活的荣耀的神。
He will cleanse your conscience.
他要洗净你的良心的亏欠。
He'll give you new life.
他要给你新生命。
He'll help you sleep again.
他要让你能够睡得着。
He will bring to your heart the peace of God.
他要把神的平安赐给你。
And this kind of peace goes beyond any human comprehension or understanding.
这种平安是出人意外。
It is possible to have a clean conscience.
我们有洁净了的良心现在是可能了。
You can be free from a guilty conscience.
你可以从那个良心的亏欠里面得到释放。
Jesus Christ will make life worth living again.
耶稣基督要给你有一个生命让你能够过得很值得配过这个生命。
He makes it possible not only to face the world, but to face a holy and righteous God.
他使这件事可能什么事呢让我们能够面对这个世界不但可以面对世界而且可以面对永生的神
What about the dilemma of sudden reverses?
我们突然来的失败这种困境怎么样
What about the shock of sudden death in the family?
我们家里面突然来的那种死亡又怎么样
What about the loss of face when we fail our exams?
我们考试失败那种丢人的事又怎么样
Again, the Lord Jesus Christ is a sustaining comforter, dear friends.
耶稣基督他仍然是那个永恒的安慰者。
And he will never fail you.
他永远不会让你失望。
When the two sisters lost their very beloved brother Lazarus, Jesus Christ suffered with them and cried with them.
当圣经上有一对姐妹失去了他们可爱的兄弟拉撒路的时候耶稣基督与他们两个一同哭泣
But more than that he comforted their unbelieving hearts with his miraculous power
但是不仅如此他还用他那个神奇的大能安慰他们使他们那个不信的心能够相信
And the same Lord Jesus this morning is able to meetand help you meet the life's worst disappointments.
这一位神也就是拉撒路叫拉撒路复活的那一位神今天早上要在这个地方让你能够有力量来面对这个最困难的局面应付这个局面
Turn to him and he'll not disappoint you.
转向他他不会让你失望
He will empathize with you.
他要同情你
He can comfort.
他可以安慰。
He knows our frailty.
他知道我们的软弱。
He can support and give the comfort that you need.
他可以支持我们，给我们所需要的安慰。
No matter how disappointing these days are, he can meet us in this time.
不管我们这个时代是多么样令人失望，他同样的能够满足我们的需要。
Do you feel like you want to make somebody else sorry?
你有没有 觉得要让别人难过的感觉。
Do you have a revengeful attitude?
你有没有一种报复的态度？
Do you think that by injuring yourself, you can make the other party sad?
你是不是觉得用伤害你自己的方法可以让另外的人伤心？
Don't listen to that lie.
不要听这样的谎言。
That lie comes right out of the pit.
这个谎言是从无底坑里面上来的。
That is the whispering of Satan.
这是撒旦的声音。
This is the lie of evil spirits.
这是邪灵的谎言。
Don't listen to harm yourself.
不要听这样的话来伤害你自己。
Because those evil spirits know that you'll not have a second chance.
因为这些邪灵知道你不会有第二次的机会。
There's only one chance for eternal life.
我们得永生只有一个机会。
And while you live, you have that chance.
当你活着在的时候，你就能够把握这样的机会。
Evil spirits want to keep you in their clutches for the rest of eternity.
邪灵希望把你掌握在他的魔爪之下。
If they can persuade you to take your life before you accept Christ, they will have succeeded.
假如他们能够说服你在接受耶稣基督以前就结束你自己的生命，那么他们就成功了。
And they will have succeeded in sealing your doom.
那么他这样子的话就能够把你自己的命运决定了。
Because there's no second chance.
因为没有第二次的机会。
You'll not have the privilege of returning in some other form.
你在没有办法用别样的方式来回转。
You won't come back in a cycle as some other person.
你也不能够接着另外的人回转。
This is your only opportunity.
这是你唯一的机会。
Do not refuse it.
不要拒绝。
Do not turn it down.
不要把它拒绝了。
Do not postpone the greatest gift that you have ever been offered.
不要单言来接受神从来没有给过这样为你给的这样好的一个机会。
If I had an airplane ticket this morning,
假如我今天早上有一张飞机票
and I wasn't going to use it,
我这张飞机票不用
it's already been paid for,
这个飞机票已经付过钱了
and I said I'll be happy to give it to the first person who comes.
如果我要说的话有哪一个人愿意第一个来的话我就给他
a free airplane ticket to the United States.
一张免费到美国的飞机票
Why, you would all be running up here.
那么我想有很多人都会跑上来呀。
I'd probably be crushed to death.
那么也许我被击倒了。
There'd be a big fight.
那么也许会打起来。
Listen, dear friends.
但是你们要听。
We're offering something even more important than a trip to the States.
我们现在所得到的这个礼物啊，要比到美国去旅行免费旅行啊还要宝贝的多。
We're offering a free trip to eternity in the presence of the living God.
我们所得到的这个恩赐是让我们免费可以旅行到神的面前去。
God says you can transfer your citizenship into my kingdom free of money.
神说你可以改变你的公民的这种身份到我的国度里面来做我的子民免费。
How important it is to receive Jesus Christ this morning.
所以接受耶稣基督是何等要紧。
Put your confidence in him.
相信他。
Trust him.
信靠他。
Trust him because he died for your sin.
信靠他因为他为你的罪死了。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
我要如何行才能够承受永生呢？
How can I have that free thing that you're talking about, the transfer of citizenship?
我怎么能够得到你刚刚讲的这种公民身份的改变呢？
Except Jesus Christ.
接受耶稣基督。
凡借贷他的。John 1:12.
约翰一章十二节。
Some of you already know it.
你们已经知道了。
Let's all say it together.
我们大家一同来念。
You can read it together.
你们可以读。
Okay, let's read it together.
我们大家一同来念。
凡借贷他的，
就是信他
名的人，他就是他们权柄，做神的儿女。God gives the authority to transfer your citizenship.
神给我们有权柄，让我们能够改变我们的身份。
If you accept Jesus Christ, you can become His own child.
假如你接受耶稣基督，你就可以成为他自己的儿女。
Dear friends, you do not have the right to take your own life.
各位亲爱的朋友，你没有权结束你自己的生命。
You cannot commit suicide.
你不能自杀。
I'll tell you two reasons why you should not do it.
我告诉各位两个不能自杀的原因理由。
Because you didn't create yourself.
因为你没有创造你自己。
God made you.
神造了你。
He created you.
他创造了你。
You belong to him.
你属于他。
And so by right of creation, you are his.
所以记着创造你是属于他的。
Now the second reason.
第二个理由。
God paid a great price to buy you back.
神付了一个很大的代价把你买回来。
He sent his son to die for you.
他差遣他的儿子为你死。
He loves you so much that he paid that price.
他爱你爱到这样一个程度，付出这样大的代价。
So for these two reasons, we cannot commit suicide.
因此，为这两个理由，我们不能自杀。
We don't belong to ourselves.
我们不属于我们自己。
We didn't create ourselves.
我们没有创造我们自己。
And by right of redemption, he paid the price so that he owns us twice over.
因为救赎的缘故，他给我们付出代价了，所以他对我们有双重的所有权。
God wants you to have life.
神要你有生命。
And he wants you to have it more abundantly.
他要你有丰盛的生命。
And you can only have it if you have Jesus Christ.
你只要有耶稣基督，就可以得着这样的生命。
So I invite you this morning to come.
所以我邀请你在今天早上来。
Come with all your problems.
把你所有的问题都带来。
Come with your disappointments.
把你的失望带来。
Come with your discouragements.
把你的灰心带来。
Come with your pain.
把你的痛苦带来。
Come with your emotional disturbances.
把你情绪上的困扰带来。
Come with your disappointments.
把你的失望带来。
And even if you're depressed.
或者你的灰心丧志都带来。
And even if you cry easily.
或者也许你会有哭泣。
Because Jesus Christ can answer your problem.
因为耶稣基督能够解决你一切的问题。
He can forgive your sin.
他可以饶恕你的罪。
He is the answer to the sin problem.
他是罪的问题的解答。
He is life itself.
他是生命。
He wants to become your best friend.
他要做你最好的朋友。
And he wants to help you face life's worst disasters.
他要帮助你面对这个世界上面最悲哀的一种灾难。
Accept Jesus Christ,
接受耶稣，
and you can be saved.
你可以得救。
Now, dear friends,
各位亲爱的朋友，
we're almost finished.
我们快要结束了。
And we're going to close.
我们要结束我们的聚会。
But before we close, I want you to read again.
在我们结束以前，我要大家重新再看一次。
I want you to read the Deuteronomy passage.
请看申命记第三十章。
It's on page 2.
是我们这个讲义上的第二页。
I want you to look at it carefully.
希望大家仔细地看。
I want you to take it home.
希望大家带回家。
I want you to think about it.
希望你们思想这段话。
And I want you to consider it very, very important.
我希望各位把这段话看为很重要，很重要。
I'm sorry, it's the Proverbs 8 that I want you to find.
对不起，我刚刚讲错，我要你先看的是箴言第八章。
He who finds me finds life.
凡得到我的就得到生命。
And obtains favor from the Lord.
那么并且也必蒙耶和华的恩惠。
But he who sins against me injures himself.
得罪我的呢是害了自己的性命。
All those who hate me love death.
恨恶我的都喜爱死亡。
And so this morning, dear friends, we've set before you two ways.
所以各位亲爱的朋友，我们今天早上放了两条路在大家面前。
Before you life,
一面一条是生命。
We set before you death,
一条是死亡的路。
And we've set before you a way of blessing,
我们也把一条得福的路摆在这里。
And we set before you a way of cursing,
还有一条得祸的路。
And this is a day for you to choose,
这是你们选择的一个日子。
And you can determine yourself which way you're going to go.
你可以自己决定要走哪一条路。
We've gone over the reasons for suicide.
我们已经把自杀的理由都讲得很清楚了。
And we've tried to give you some of the reasons why you cannot commit suicide.
我们也告诉了各位那些你可以不能自杀的理由。
So we call heaven and earth to witness today.
所以我们呼天唤地的今天要做见证。
That God has an answer for your problem.
神 已经给你预备了解决的办法。
And it is in receiving Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior.
那就是接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
Let's bow our heads in a closing word of prayer.
我们大家低头闭目做一个祷告。天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你让我们知道你创造了我们，我们不是我们自己所创造的，我们不属于我们自己，我们是属于你的，所以我们不能够用我们自己的手来结束我们自己的生命。我们这个生命从头顶到脚脚都是属于你的。主啊，请你让我们每一个人都能够明白这个道理，让我们知道我们为什么不可以自杀，让我们知道我们为什么要选择接受你的道路。主啊，你帮助我们，鼓励我们，使我们每一个人还没有接受你的都愿意接受你，使我们有问题的愿意敞开来跟你交通。主啊，求你的灵在这个时候就帮助那些心里面有劳苦、有重担、有灰心、有丧志、有犯罪的感觉的青年男女或者是成年人，你让我们都愿意在散会以后到后面更进一步的讨论你的道理，更进一步的想认识你的道路。主啊，你与我们同在，你带领我们每一个人，也祝福你今天早上所讲的话，万一有人他没有时间可以留下来，求主把这些话也放在他的心里，让他带到路上，带到家里。求主与每一个人同在，祷告感谢，奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿门。